Hey friends, guess what time it is? It's wonder time! Come on, let's go on an adventure together! In today's wonder time, we are asking the question, how does Satan lie about Jesus? Many people believe that Jesus was a good man and a great teacher, but they don't believe he is God's son and their savior. They've believed one of Satan's lies. Satan wants you to believe that the Lord Jesus was just a man. He does not want you to trust Jesus as your savior. Jesus was more than just a man. He was God in a human body. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 14, "The Word," which means Jesus, "became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Jesus never did anything wrong. He was perfect. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us." No other man has ever been perfect, no matter how great he may have been. Because Jesus Christ was perfect, he could die to pay the price for your sin. Because he was God, he could come back to life. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 verse 32, "God has raised Jesus to life. No other man, no matter how great he was, has ever raised himself from the dead." Remember, Satan is a liar. Listen to God's truth. The Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Satan wants you to believe in his lies instead of God's truth. He may put thoughts in your mind, saying things like, "You are not important enough," or "God doesn't listen to you," or "You are not special," or "That God won't answer your prayers." But all of these things are lies that he is trying to speak into your life. Instead, you can choose to read God's word, which has the truth, and God will remind you that he does answer prayer, that you are so special to him, and that he is the one who created you. And because he created you, he loves you more than anyone ever could, and he cares for you more than anyone ever could. You are special, very special to him. So instead of believing in Satan's lies, choose to read, remember, and believe God's truth. We are almost at the end of today's Wonder Time, but before I go, I'd like to ask you a question. The question for today is, can you name two ways that Jesus is different from any other man who ever lived? The question for today is, can you name two ways that Jesus is different from any other man who ever lived? And your challenge for today is for you to take a moment to talk to God and ask him to help you to believe his truth instead of Satan's lies. Your challenge for today is for you to take a moment and talk to God, asking him to help you to believe his truth instead of Satan's lies. And now, let's talk to God together. Dear God, thank you for sending your son to die for me. Thank you for raising him to life. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the end of today's Wonder Time, but guess what? We will be back really soon, so don't miss out. Make sure you join us for the next Wonder Time. And remember, God loves you. Bye.